I love Maddie. Okay, what did you think, Princess Garnet?
I really like this. I thought it was a great choice for your voice. I love this kind of music. I was digging the song choice for this.
Me too.
The
You.
only negatives that I had was sometimes, like at the beginning, there seemed to be like a timing issue. I don't know because I don't know the song, but it seemed a little bit off with the music at the beginning. And sometimes you overshot, slightly. But that was about it. I really liked this, that you had great energy. And I liked the fact that you were able to do it without shouting, because on songs like this, it's so easy for people to like shout.
Oh, she's so good at that. Like picking these really high energy songs.
So, yeah, I really liked it. Yep. Go, Maddie.
Yeah, I like absolutely love this Maddie. This was super high energy and like you just like pulled it off really well. You're so great at these high energy, like intense songs, and that's why you're so good for this competition. I love that your file was called Maddie underscore ain't country. And then you're like,
I love that the Saint Country we
and
have funny.
I also liked the fact that you were like, it ain't me a lot in this. I don't know, like there's just a lot of ain't for you. I don't know. It was just funny. But like honestly, this was really great. I loved your energy. And I think that yeah, like what Princess Garnet said, like you're really good at picking these like intense, like hardcore, like it ain't me, like belty songs, but not making them sound yelly. Like, yeah.
She's got a nice voice for belting too. It's not like it's not too deep in tone. It's not too overpowering. So it's really
Yeah.
great for this
Yeah.
stuff.
So good. What did you think, Valk?
I loved this. It reminded me of Supernatural, so that was like double bonus. I was like, oh yeah. My only qualm with this is that it was too short, and I was all into it. And then it ended, and I was like, no, come back. Because, yeah, that's like basically it. It
No, come
was
back.
really, really good.
It was really good, Maddie. This was super enjoyable. Really, really
I definitely loved
fun.
it.
Super fun to listen to.
Woo.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. Do you guys?
Not at
It
all.
was awesome.
Yeah, it was
Okay.
super awesome. Up next, we've got Beloved Star.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
Okay.
Tucked me and turned out the light, kept me safe and sound at night. Little girls depend on things like that. Brushed my teeth and combed my hair, had to drive me everywhere. Flap your wings now, you can't stay. Take those dreams and make them all come true. Butterfly, fly away.
Butterfly, fly away.
We've been waiting for this day all along, and knowing just what to do. Butterfly, 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 fly away. Butterfly, fly away.
Making me sleepy.
Like, in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. Not in like a, oh my god, this is so boring, put me to sleep. No, like, it was just so mellow, and like, I just thought your emotion was so pretty, and like, it was so nice. I just really, really, really enjoyed this. Like, you could tell that you just like, really captured the emotion well, and you had some like, nice harmonies. My one comment was that it sounded like you had weird, like, white noise that your mic was catching, like, when you came in.
It actually sounded like when an MP3 is rendered out in, like, a low, I can't remember what it's called. It's, like, Beats or something. I can't remember what it's called, but when it's, like, a slightly lower, rendered out in a lower quality than, like,
It was weird.
Ew.
I don't know if that's what she did, but I know that she has, like, not as much hard drive space, so
oh,
maybe
really?
She did that. Yeah, that's why I said it.
But, yeah, I just thought that that was, like, my one issue was that. But it wasn't even, like, it wasn't that distracting. Like,
it could also be, like, maybe she downloaded the instrumental from YouTube, and when you do that, sometimes they turn out a bit like that.
Yeah, but I noticed it, like, I didn't notice it until she came in to start singing. So that was, like,
she said she had her air conditioning on in the email.
Maybe that was it.
Mm.
So, yeah, but other than that, like, I really didn't have any other problems with it. Like, I thought this was really beautiful, and as always, you just captured the emotion so well, and you just fit this song. Like, you're just really good at that. So, what did you think, Valkyrie?
I also agree. It was really soothing to listen to, and yeah, that's about it. Really, vocally, it sounded really good, and I liked the emotion a lot. And it was just like, really pleasant to listen to, as always. So, yeah, the end.
Okay. What did you think, Princess Garnet?
This is really weird for me. Critiquing Beloved style, my word.
Full circle.
Team Beloved won at The Voice, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love this. I mean, I say all the time how much your emotion has come out in leaps and bounds, like, because you've always been a technically brilliant singer, like, there was nothing technically wrong with that, but your emotion was so good. I thought it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. That's about it, really. Great harmonies, great runs, great high notes, great lower register. Like, I didn't really have anything to say. It was beautiful. I loved it.
Yeah, it was.
Do
awesome.
Something wrong so we can critique you.
Yeah, let us, like, just actually give you something, like, legit, because we keep
just throw in a sharp note.
Like, every week.
Note.
Yes. Do something purposefully wrong.
Every week we're like, oh my god, Beloved, that was so great.
It can be a test for us to see if we pick up on it.
Yeah, or if maybe we're just like messing with you, and maybe you like actually stink, and this whole time we're just like pulling your leg.
I was totally gonna come in with like, "Oh my god, I hated it," I'm joking, and then just be like, "No, I'm joking."
All right, up last is Faded.
Boom, clap, boom, de-clap, de-clap, boom, boom, clap, boom, de-clap, de-clap, boom, boom, clap, boom, de-clap, de-clap, boom, boom, clap, boom, de-clap, de-clap. Try with me, here we go. I'm sure you saw this coming. I expect you guys to get up and dance, so come on. 1, 2, 3, everybody come on off your seats. I'm gonna tell you about a beat that's gonna make you move your feet. I'll give you barbecue, show and tell you how to move. If you're 5 or 82, this is something you can do. Pop it, lock it, polka dot it, country five and hip hop it. Put your hawk in the sky, move side to side. Jump to the left, stick it, glide. Zigzag, cross the floor, shuffle in diagonal. When the drum hits, hands on your hips. One foot in, 180 twist, and then a zigzag, step, slide. Left and clap it three times, shake it out, head to toe, throw it all together, that's how we roll. Do the hoe down, do the hoe down, do the hoe down, throw it all together, that's how we roll. We get to 4, 5, 6, and you're feeling busted, but it's not time to quit, practice makes you perfect. Pop it, lock it, polka dot it, country five and hip-hop it. Put your hawk in the sky, move side to side. Jump to the left, stick it, glide. Zigzag, cross the floor, shuffle in diagonal. When the drum hits, hands on your hips. One foot in, 180 twist, and then a zigzag, step, slide. Lean it left and clap it three times. Shake it out, head to toe. Throw it all together, that's how we roll. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Together, that's how we roll. A boom, de clap, de clap, boom, boom, clap. Come on, here we go. These directions totally make sense. You just gotta polka dot it faster. Come on, pop it, lock it, polka dot it. Country five and hip hop it. Put your hawk in the sky, move side to side. Jump to the left, stick it, glide. Zigzag, cross the floor, shuffle in diagonal. When the drum hits, hands on your hips. One foot in, 180 twist, and then a zigzag, step, slide. Lean it left and clap it three times. Shake it out, head to toe. Throw it all together, that's how we roll. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Throw it all together, that's how we roll. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Do the hoe down. Throw it all together, that's how we roll. Boom, dick, clap.
What did you think, Valkyrie?
The song is like the worst song ever.
I know, I hate this song.
Yeah, it like makes me want to die a little inside. But I thought you did pretty good on this. I liked your energy a lot. I thought it could have been like a teeny tiny bit more, but that's kind of like being nitpicky. I'm like kind of like iffy about the song though, because it's more, to me, it's more sing talky, and yeah. Like, yeah, so I don't think like it's good for a competition, but like your energy was really good, but I'm just like, yeah, kind of on the fence because it's like really sing talky. So there was like some parts where you were more singing than sing talking, but like, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. I didn't, like, love this for your voice, because it is really sing-talky, and, like, I mean, you had really good energy, so, like, it like, worked for you, because you did that. Though I have to say, there wasn't that typical Faded energy. Like, it felt a little, like, lower than you can do.
Yeah, it did.
But, but, yeah, I still liked it. Overall, like, I thought it was funny. Like, I was like, this is so Faded. Like, it was just really funny. I was like, that's so faded. No, I'm kidding.
More Disney references.
So, yeah. I think that was really all I had. I think it was mostly just, like, it was really sing-talky, so it was, like, a weird song, but, it, like, that was the whole point of this week, was to do something different. What did you think, Princess Garnet?
I think I agree with Valcoma on the song. It wound me up.
But
I thought that actually, like, your voice was good for the song, which is in contrast to what Rochelle said. But I think that, like, it would have been really great if there was, like, a tiny bit more energy, and if you didn't, it seemed a bit squeaky. Like, when you did a lot of sliding up on notes, which maybe that's what, like, Cyrus does in when she sings it, but that is the only negative, really, that I had. It's a bit squeaky on those sliding up notes. I thought you had great diction, and I wouldn't have been able to do all those words. I did like it. Yeah.
You did like it.
I did like it, yeah. It was
I liked that you were like, those words.
Those horrid words that are the song.
Sadly
a sentence.
Okay, so I think we're ready to, like, do results. From here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who won for you guys tonight?
Traviata.
Yes.
Traviata too.
Traviata, congrats.
Woo.
So impressed with
you. You were so great. That, like, really, really awesome work. Keep that up. Keep that up. For me,
they're not going stalker profile.
I had Maddie second.
Oh, I had Maddie second too.
Same.
Awesome. Who was third for you, Princess Karen?
That was Beloved Star for me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Who was fourth for you, Val?
I had Faded fourth.
Me too. Oh my goodness.
Snap.
So that means the bottom two are Russ and Will. And Russ, we just felt that you just, like, over-emoted, and Will, we felt that you under-emoted. Basically, that's, like, the
difference. Yeah.
It's kind of funny because you guys did, like, the opposite. And Valk, you can be the bad guy tonight because I've been the bad guy for the past few weeks.
Oh no, I'll be the good guy. I'll save someone. Ha ha.
That's half full.
I will save Russ.
All right. Which is so sad because, like, I've really enjoyed having Will in this competition because, like, I don't know, he's somebody different that we don't really hear as much.
Yeah.
So I'm really sad to lose you, Will.
Yeah, I liked hearing you on the show, Will. You're like, yeah,
and
awesome.
And his emails were always so friendly. He was like, have a nice week, or like, I hope you're doing well. And I'm like, oh, you're so nice. So I'm going to miss that in my life.
That's so sweet.
Maybe he'll
just
email me.
Like, yeah.
Did you just, like, ask me how my week's going anyway?
Rochelle's going to get a new pen pal.
I know.
Yeah.
Maybe I can convince him to just email me.
Once a week. How is your week this week?
Oh my god. So yeah, I don't have anything else to say. Oh, wait, we need to say next week's theme. Ugh, stupid. Next week's theme, we're bringing back the achy breaky heart week. So we're doing
breakup songs.
So you can do any country song that has to do with, like, it can be like an angry thing, like, you know, like before he cheats sort of deal, like, breakup song, or it could be like I'm, like, so sad, like, that we broke up. I feel like it's just back to December kind of count for that, I guess. I guess.
You can also, like, combine, like, drunk and breaking up, and then, like, yeah.
Yes, you can include all the themes. You can do a drunk Taylor Swift song.
I should get a bonus point for someone who does that.
Yeah, you get a bonus point if you do, like, a drunken, yeah. So, yeah, so that's due next week. Wednesday, August 17th at midnight, like always. It'll be quite a good week. So, good luck to everybody, and I'm really sorry, Will.
Yeah, but, like, top, what, six is an awesome thing, so you should be happy that you made it that far.
Yes, I agree.
That looks so positive. It's great.
You should.
You should be happy.
You should be happy. So, congrats to the top five. And we'll see you next week. And thank you to Princess Garnet for guest judging.
Thank you for having me.
I think you were a great addition, so.
Totally.
Perhaps you will be back in future weeks.
Don't promise me. Don't make me promises.
It'll be awesome. Okay, so we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.